Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, to look ahead to some of the best TV and cinema releases for the month ahead, I'm joined in studio by freelance arts journalist Aoife Barry and producer and director Brian Redden. You're both very welcome.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to this because I don't think of any of the recommendations I've seen any of what you're going to be recommending. So I'm looking forward to hearing the pitch and putting that on the list to watch. Aoife, to you first. Finally, one of Netflix's most popular series, Wednesday, is back. It was a long time coming. Is it 3 years since the first season? Fans will welcome a return of another series.
They will. And this is particularly big series for a couple of reasons. One is that it's just absolutely massive. When the first season came out, particularly due to a viral dance. So there was a dance in the first series that went completely viral and young people absolutely loved it. They ate it up with a spoon and it is basically, you know, on the list of one of the top most watched Netflix series ever. So there's that reason to kind of tune in the sense that it's being seen. It's a bit of a multi-generational series where you have all members of the family enjoying it. But also crucially, the second series was filmed in Ireland. So when you're watching it, you can pay attention, see if you can spot where the set has been put up in Trinity College or Powers Court Domain, Ashford Studios, Charleville Castle. So for us, it's a little bit of a spot, you know, spot the little bits that we recognise. For people who don't know, it centres on Wednesday Addams, who people will remember from the Addams Family films back in the 90s. I absolutely adored those Addams Family films. They were so good. And now she's basically in boarding school. It's got the same tongue-in-cheek kind of dark humour tone of the movies, but it's brought it a bit more up to date for younger audiences. It stars Jenna Ortega, who is one of the world's, you know, biggest young stars at the moment. And indeed, people were spotting her around Dublin while she was living there for filming. And you've also got people like Steve Buscemi, Joanna Lumley, Tim Burton. So expect a lot of things to be happening in this series. I had a bit of a look at some of the episodes and it has that cheeky tone. It's got a lot of things happening, maybe a bit more than you had in the first season. You can, I suppose, as an adult, enjoy it through the eyes of young people who particularly love these characters. It's not exactly, we're going to say, the most adult or kind of dark series. But if you want a bit of crack, then it might be for you. But I will say it's probably one that for myself, I might throw on in the background, but it's maybe not going to be one of my favourite this year, but it is going to be still absolutely massive on Netflix.
All right, Brian, another one with a heavy hitting cast coming this month on Netflix, The Thursday Murder Club, based on Richard Osman's best-selling novel. Great cast, great crew.
Great cast, great crew. It's on Netflix. It's a little bit later this month, on August 28th. So Richard Osman writes this book called The Thursday Murder Club. And basically, it's a series of books now, obviously. But the first book, they finally made it into a movie. And the premise of it is really interesting, I think. And the trailer for it is great, too. And as you say, it's great cast and great crew behind it. So it's going to be fantastic. Basic idea is a bunch of retirees in a retirement home meet every Thursday to solve cold case murders. So instead of a book club, they have a Thursday murder club.
Right.
So they try and solve cold case murders. And they've all got a kind of, some of them have a kind of a background in there. For example, it's led by Helen Mirren, who used to be a spy. Pierce Brosnan plays a guy who used to be a trade unionist. Ben Kingsley is a guy is in it, and he plays a psychiatrist. And so basically four of these guys get together and they try and solve murders. And then an actual murder takes place and they have to try and solve the actual murder.
Right.
So it's kind
Jessica
of
Jessica Fletcher to the power of four.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But it's also, it's tongue in cheek. It's a bit of fun. It's a murder mystery. It's a whodunit. It's got lots of twists and turns in it. But like I say, Chris Columbus directed it, by the way. And Chris Columbus, who made, you know, the Home Alone movies, Mrs. Doubtfire, all the Harry Potter films. So it's a great director, great cast. And a lot of buzz about this. It's going to be on Netflix on August 28th.
Right,
and
like
I'd say it's going to be the first of a number of them because it's a series of books. This is the first one, but I'd say you're going to see a string of these movies with this cast.
All right, sure. They're still doing repeats, I think, of Murder, She Wrote somewhere. So, you know, if that
actually, they're remaking that at the moment. You know, and Jamie Lee Curtis is going to play Jessica Fletcher.
No way.
They're making a movie version of it, and Jamie Lee Curtis is playing the part. So that kind of they call it the Grey Pound, you know.
Great, yeah.
And there's a lot of people still want to watch those kind of movies, you know.
That's it. Don't sniff on it. On Apple TV, there's Platonic, starring Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, unsurprisingly asking the question of whether men and women can ever just be friends.
Yeah, and indeed they've spun out two series on based on this particular question, but it's such a charming, lovely series. So this is the second season. It still stars Rose Byrne as Sylvia and Seth Rogen as Will. In the first season, they were friends who hadn't actually spoken to each other for a long period of time, and when Seth's character Will breaks up with his wife, they get back in touch because Sylvia realises, look, she never liked the wife in the first place, and maybe she'll kind of be able to get back and get the friendship back and going. And, you know, Sylvia has this life where she has three kids, really busy life. She's given up her work as a lawyer, and Will owns a bar. He's, you know, has kind of a really energetic lifestyle, and he brings her into his world, and she gets to kind of recapture fun through the relationship with him. But he's also a complete mess. So you get a lot of kind of, you know, different adventures with the pair of them. They have such a great sparky dynamic. They're really charming, really funny, and they're quite down to earth as well, characters as well too. So you followed their journey. By the end of the first season, Will is preparing to marry again, and we start with the second season with Sylvia agreeing to help out with the wedding. But there is a bit of a confession from Will that he has a crush on someone even though he is getting married. I won't tell you who the crush is on. So they're still wrestling with those questions of whether or not those two can still be friends, or whether or not, like, their relationships can stay platonic. But they also, I think, get into so many issues of what it's like to be an adult in the world now. So it's really funny. The episodes are only about 25 minutes long. I'd really recommend catching up on season one before you start on season two.
And you've been watching it too, Brian?
Yeah, I loved the first season. I thought it was great. And as Eva says, they're short, they're sweet, you know, there's a lot of silly comedy in it, but it's got a lot of depth in it as well. Depends on whether you like Seth Rogen or not. Some people, he's, you know, very Marmite. Some people can't stand him. He's actually a little, well, you know, I was going to say he's kind of dialed back in this. He's not really. It's kind of typical Seth Rogen. But Rose Byrne, who plays the other part, is fantastic in it. She's superb. I would highly recommend it, yeah.
Great. Eva, Saran Jones and Julie Delpy head up Hostage, a new show about an international summit gone awry. Some reviews say in the same vein as The Diplomat. Would you agree?
So yeah, there's a bit of The Diplomat in there because you get the kind of day-to-day life of what it's like to be a British Prime Minister, because Saran Jones plays her. She's called Abigail Dalton in this series. But you also get the thriller element of, like, Slow Horses and also of Bodyguard. Remember that Netflix series as well too? So there's a lot of really kind of interesting elements to this. So she basically, like we're saying, Saran Jones plays the British Prime Minister. She's got a visiting French president in the house because they've got a major summit taking place where they're discussing that major topic of border control. But while this is all happening, Abigail's husband, who is played incidentally by the grime artist Bashy, he's away abroad and he gets kidnapped. So she is someone who has prided herself on never giving in to the demands of terrorists, and obviously now she's under major pressure. The summit is ongoing. Julie Delpy plays the French president. Abigail's daughter is really unhappy with her approach, and she's trying to get this all kind of together, try to save her husband. It looks like a really high tense thriller. I'm actually really looking forward to this. You can always expect Saran Jones as well to do such a good job on screen, and I think it's her first time working on Netflix, so hopefully this will work out well.
Alright, I did enjoy Slow Horses. I watched the first series of Slow Horses, which I enjoyed. I'd watch it for Gary Oldman alone, so yeah, I'll
he's brilliant.
I'll put a definite maybe beside that one. Brian, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, back as a suburban assassin in the sequel Nobody 2 in cinemas next week. I saw the poster up when I went in to watch The Naked Gun last night. Yeah. You liked the first one. What's this one like?
It was great. The first one, August 15th is when this comes out. So the first one was kind of a surprise hit. It came out in 2021. And Bob Odenkirk, you know, he was well known as a comedian before he turned up in Breaking Bad and then now Better Call Saul. So he's kind of segued into being a dramatic actor, but you would never see him as an action movie star. You know, he's a slight guy. He's not exactly, you know, Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger. But nonetheless, he made this action film in 2021 called Nobody, where he played the part of this fella who was essentially a nobody, suburban guy, married with two kids, you know, a really boring job. But on the side, of course, he was an assassin, a highly skilled, highly trained assassin who would kill people in very, very inventive ways. And the movie was so over the top. It was ridiculous. I mean, there's a very famous, you can YouTube this, very famous scene in it where he kills a lot of bad guys on a bus and he uses, like, seat belts and the dust, the, you know, the bell to stop the bus and the bar you hang on when you're on the bus. Silly things just to get rid of everybody. So he's a really inventive guy, the way he destroys people. His father is played by Christopher Lloyd as well in the first film. The first film was great, went to number one in the US box office and suddenly made Bob Odenkirk a star. Now here we are, 4 years later, and here's the sequel to it called Nobody 2.
You could not make a sequel.
They couldn't make it. I mean, it was great fun. It's complete nonsense. And the plot of this one, it's so ridiculous. So basically, he ends the first movie, he owes the Russian mob $30 million. So he's decided to keep on killing people and, you know, and doing his job as an assassin in order to pay off the Russian mob. His wife says, you know what, you need to take a break.
She knows
who he is. Yeah. She says, let's stop for a while, let's take a break. Let's go on holiday. He goes, okay, let's go on holiday. So he decided to go to this resort place. So he goes along with his father, with the wife, with the two kids to this resort. He just wants to get away and have a holiday. Simple as that. Then it turns out the theme park he goes to, the owner of the theme park, played by Sharon Stone, is actually a criminal mastermind. And the town he goes to, a small little town in America, is run by a sheriff played by Colin Hanks, who's Tom Hanks' son. And he's also evil and vicious. So he goes on vacation and he gets caught up in a feud between two rival crime lords. And then has to come up with very inventive ways to wipe everybody out.
Pretty good. Sounds a bit livelier than your own recent holiday. Aoife, to next big screen and a debut feature film from the Cork director Brendan Canty. It's called Christy, and it's already won an award, the best film at the recent Galway Film Fla. So tell us about that.
Yeah, won best Irish film at the Film Fla recently. I actually saw it last night at the Cork premiere in Mahon Point, so it was really great to be able to see it ahead of a chat with the cast and crew. So it was directed by Brendan Canty and written by Alan O'Gorman, and the pair of them are childhood friends. They made this film over the course of about 8 or 9 years. It's about a teenager called Christy, who's played by Danny Power, who people will know from The Young Offenders. He is a young guy who was in care. He comes out of care kind of prematurely and moves in with his, or kind of foster home prematurely, moves in with his brother, who's played by Dermot Noyes. And his brother is not necessarily too happy about having his younger brother like kind of living with him. He has a young baby and a new partner, and he's trying to make his own life and get it better and kind of get things on the road, and he wonders if this is going to disrupt him. And you follow Christy, who is the main character, you follow him through the kind of a period of a few months in his life as he gets to kind of get to know people in the community. And part of those people that he gets to know are actually members in real life of the cabin crew who are behind that viral hit The Spark, which everybody will remember, and they're just unbelievable. They light up the screen every time they're on interacting with him. It's a really beautiful movie. It's a really moving movie. It's quite emotional. It's really kind of beautiful to look at as well, because Brendan Canty is a photographer as well as a director, and he's always had a fantastic eye. So this is going to be in cinemas on the 29th of August. It's got all of the Cork slang you could possibly want. So if you really want to brush up on your Cork slang and understand what a bazaar is, for example, or what people mean when they say stall on, then you'll learn it all as well by watching this lovely film.
All right. And for people, you know, here as somebody who was in the Young Offenders in it, is it a comedy, human drama? You say it was kind of touching there. Should people, is it entirely played for laughs, or is there more to it than that?
There are moments of levity in it. There are some laughs, but essentially it is a drama. You know, you do have little moments that kind of punctuate those sadder things, but the themes are really about community and about loss and about grief and about familial relationships. So it is a drama, but they wisely do put those kind of firecrackers from the cabin crew in there to punctuate it a bit as well.
All right. Sounds like great characters. All right. Brian, your next pitch is Alien Earth, coming up on Disney Plus. Some of you saying the strongest outing since James Cameron's Aliens. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it definitely looks like that.
It's really right.
August 13th on Disney Plus. Would you the first Alien came out in 1979. And you know, there's been 9 Alien movies since then, if you include all the Alien versus Predator and all that. So it's become a huge world. As well as 9 movies, there's been an animated series, there's been, you know, novels, fan magazines, all the rest of it. But this is the first TV show ever based, and it's executive produced by Ridley Scott. So the action is set in 2120, right? So this is a prequel. So everything that takes place in this thing called Alien Earth takes place 2 years before the events of the first film. Okay, remember the first film with Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
She goes into space. So this all happens 2 years before that. Very simple premise. Earth is now, you know, there's humans on Earth and there's humanoids. The humanoid robots have now been implanted with human consciousness, right? So you have humanoid robots, you have humans on Earth, and a spaceship crashes on the Earth, and the spaceship has been sent off to try and collect alien life forms. It crashes, 5 aliens escape. They go on, they escape out into the Earth, and they send the humanoids to go and track them down. That's essentially the plot.
Great.
Really simple, really straightforward, lots of alien action. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the trailer for it. It really looks very like the original, very like the real thing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, we'll give you 10 seconds each. Aoife, Celine Song's debut film, Past Lives, got critical acclaim. And she's got a new film, The Materialists. Kind of a rom-com. What is it?
Yeah,
Very briefly.
Yeah, it's definitely a totally different step from Past Lives. It stars Dakota Fanning as a matchmaker who has to choose between two men in her real life, her ex Chris Evans and the much richer and more successful Pedro Pascal. So it's all about whether or not we fall in love with people for the money that they have in their bank account, or whether we fall in love with them for who they are themselves. So that's in cinemas from the 15th of August.
All right. Okay, we better go, Brian. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
No problem.
That's it. That's all we have time for today.